Blog Talk Radio.
You know, going for dreams is very hard, and I talked about the pros and cons to the starving artist who comes out here at a very young age, because I'm still a starving artist. I've been out here a very long time, at 33 years. Actually, I've been out here in 91. I was out here in 91 and 93. I made my first demo in 92. Got rejected by a lot of companies in 92. 93, I left L.A. I went to New York City. Couldn't find a place. New Jersey. See if I could make it in New York. I didn't. But I was with my parents, and I stayed around. And then 94, I came back. And I've been out here ever since. One thing I came across the first 7 years was the Dream Killers was just getting rejected by everybody, managers and so on. By 2001, I got on compilations, two compilations. They did not even consider me. But one thing I came across was the Dream Killers were people putting me down. You know, in the 90s, they put me down. They taught me, you know, say I can't sing, I can't write. Even people, a so-called actor who said that I couldn't make it. And, you know, unfortunately, he didn't make it either. So, but I think I have potential. You know, it takes a long time. But when I got to 2003, I had my second compilation. And I was offered to be on a radio station, KOS, because I had one of my songs I recorded. Well, the dream killing situation came about where one neighbor, I guess they heard me. I don't know how did they know. Heard that I was going to try to be on a radio station, and they called KOS, made up lies that I was a crazy person, and I didn't own my songs. Well, I called KOS. Because I sent the songs in, because they called me to consider me, and I didn't hear from them, and they didn't play my song. That's so evil, isn't it? That's very evil. These same ones have followed me to an audition in Hollywood in 2003 when I auditioned to be on the TV show, and I sang the rock song, and they said they undermined me for that, and I did not want them stalking me around. Because the truth is, this man and woman was crazy. They got a mental illness. They lived on my Vogue Street. They should have never followed me around. I didn't know that they would end up spending the next 20 years following me around to SEO Awards, to Songwriter BMI ASCAP Awards. Well, actually, not awards, but places where you can, you know, songwriters can release their songs, or me trying to sing at a club. They said they followed me around to try to undermine what I was trying to do. That's an evil human being. That's a psychotic, crazy person. I don't know that person. The reason why I'm bringing this up is that one reason why so many people's dreams are taken away is because of evil, crazy people, dream killers, evil, sociopaths, narcissists. I don't know why these people follow me around. They're not musicians. If they're interested in the music industry, why don't they just make their own music and move on? But I think they were thinking I was going to be famous. And they were trying to stop me from doing it. They did a good job of it. They prevented me from being in the industry by making up lies, harassment. They even got to the point where they peeped in my home, allegedly. I had to call the police several times about them looking in my bedroom. They had no business looking in, but that's an allegation. But I believe they have. A webcam or whatever device is impossible, but that they deserve to go to jail for what they did to me. Why didn't they just stay on votes or stay where they are, homeless, wherever, and mind their business? But they can't. They're crazy. They're dangerous. I didn't like that. So I had to try to get restraining orders. I had to call the police, and the police told me I had to make sure I have evidence. And that's a sure thing that you need evidence. But when you're dealing with a crazy stalkers, I don't understand it. Other things was that other people who are ignorant about Hollywood or who are not in Hollywood said I should be a therapist because I worked in psychology. I'm not a therapist. I never was a therapist. I never had no clinical license to be a therapist, and I never worked as a therapist. I only worked with therapists, and I can't do that no more because I dealt with those crazy stalkers, and I can't deal with that on a daily basis, treat crazy people. Let me tell you, the truth is, while most people who have mental health diagnoses are not crazy or dangerous, a few are. It doesn't. In the mental health population, some are dangerous and criminals. It's just a fact. That's not my forte. The other reason why I'm not into mental health or want to is because of the employment situation, and I'm not going to deal with that. I felt that I had a whole bad life because outside of music, I wasn't given recognition or respect for what I'd done as an employee or opportunities. So I said, screw it, it's over. But I don't like these people coming around saying I should be a therapist when I never was. Other dream killing situations were that they followed me around making up stories to SEO, making up stories to musicians that I work with, I wanted to work with, because calling me crazy, telling people that I didn't write my songs. These other criminals even said that they used my songs for sampling and rap and rock and been making money off my songs fraudulently and ID theft. So that's why I talk about this, because it happens where there are just evil people out here in Hollywood who look for victims. They don't have no dream. They don't have nothing. And they get jealous. They get jealous of my talents or my ambition, and they want to hinder it. They have, but I didn't give up. That's why I tell you, I had to copyright every song that I released. If I wrote it with somebody, I wrote it with somebody, but it's copyrighted at the U.S. Copyright Office. That's the most important source of protection of my music, the U.S. Congress Copyright Office. The second one is I became a BMI songwriter as 93. They came to me, I didn't come to them, and I've been with them for 30 years. I wrote 468 songs that's been registered. I still haven't gotten discovered. And I do now have a publishing company with it because of these false allegations that these evil human beings have made. I have to protect my music. Publishing and copyright protects the music. So if they used it, they owe me money. But I don't want to deal with a crazy person, you know, who's desperate, who can't move on with their lives for 20 years or so, or can't get off their ass and move on. Right now, I have somebody outside, this group of people, who I consider crazy and dangerous, talking about me from outside, saying American Idol and all this stuff, saying I ain't going to make it. That's crazy. They also, you know, why if they had been locked up in prison or hospital? Because that's where they belong. No, again, those, you know, but dream killing happens all the time because these people get jealous. They don't have no talent. They don't want to make a song. They're looking for victims. You can stay away from evil people regardless. They came to me in my neighborhood. They came to me in my building. I don't understand why. They came to me and because people were jealous of my ambition. They were looking at my songs as sources to steal. They didn't want me to make it in the industry. One of them kept saying, I'm doing it for a hobby, which is so slimy. Again, what I'm going to say for the stalkers who came over here for 20 years from Vols or wherever they're from, if they're going to, we're all desperate, we're all poor, you know, they're poor. I mean, if they're going to scrape the barrel of going 20 years following me around, then they seriously need to go to a locked facility to help them get out of their misery, because they're going to be on the street or wherever they are for life. They need to get locked up. 20 years, they should have moved on. When people hear me say this, they're going to be thinking, I know what you guys are thinking. It's like, God, Dove must have some problems. Dove got to be making up stories. Dove, I'm telling the truth. You know, this is the reason why it's very hard to go for dreams. I'm not going to back away from what I said because it's absolutely the truth. Bizarre, but the truth with some of these people, but that's not what I'm supposed to be dealing with. Then I dealt with people from coming from Buffalo, thinking, you know, where I'm at, or thinking I'm crazy. These people from my hometown said, "Oh, I must be crazy making music. I got some problem. Oh, that ain't my song." All that is evil. So I can't listen to the negativity. And this is my advice. If you're going for a dream like to make it in Hollywood, or any dream, law school too, or to be a lawyer, a doctor, or whatever it is, you're going to have very evil people, jealous people who will try to stop you. You know, I don't want to deal with these people from Buffalo or anybody. And these people don't even talk to me. They're crazy. Something wrong with them mentally. Seriously, there's something is wrong with them if they can't move on or do something with their own lives. They want to hinder my dreams because they don't have no dreams, or waiting to see if I get famous. They shouldn't be coming around waiting to see I'm famous after 20 years. You know, it's really, the thing is for me is to be positive, to make music, protect my music. And that's what I'm going to say to the budding songwriter or someone, protect your music. Copyright it so you don't have someone steal it. Don't listen to dream killers, you know. Yes, I didn't make it. They played a role in it. They played a role in me not making it right so far. I'm not trying to be negative, but it's the truth. I came out here to be an artist. Second. But I do have other dreams. It's not being a therapist because I can't handle. I was just talking to somebody, a relative who was extremely sick mentally. And how dealing with that person had a bad effect on my mental health in terms of dealing with someone who's not well. And I can't deal with that in a career. I was never a therapist, and I never will be. Not even anything connected to it. So that's the reason why I talk about dream killing. It's been happening all the time. These individuals are trying to even prevent me from getting a regular job or to go to, or academia, like law or something. They're trying to stop me from doing that too. That's evil. That's pure evil. There's no excuse. Hollywood dream is difficult regardless because those are rejections. You know, the rejections, all those letters I got. Oh, they don't like my song. I consider it next time. You know, I'm just not good enough. You know, I wasn't good enough for those companies. It was painful, but it was like there's nothing I could do. And, you know, I wasn't going to sign away my music to get in the industry. I can't do that. I know some people have signed away their songwriting rights. I did not sign anything away. I can't do that. The reason why I talk about this is because it happens all the time. When people say, I can't make it, or say false allegations about me, or commit crimes against me to prevent me from trying to succeed, or say I didn't write my songs, lies, those are false allegations, or say that they told people in the industry, people all over, that I was too old, you know, crazy, I wasn't well, and that's not true. Another thing that these dream killers did is they said, I'm too old. They probably, you know, there was probably somebody in the industry come around and say, oh, I look too old. I'm not well enough physically or mentally. That's false. I wrote 468 songs. You can see it on my, or over 400 some songs on my BMI account. I wrote thousands. So I can be a songwriter. I am still aspiring songwriter. Haven't done the artist thing on being on stage because I've done it so long that I stopped. Who's going to, as I, you know, who's been 30 years, spent 20 years, almost 20 years on stage, who's going to continue to do it if you haven't been given any recognition? And I don't like when somebody, one of these dream killers say, oh, do it for a hobby. You know, they don't know why I'm trying to make it in the industry. I mean, I'm supposed to do it for a hobby. What they meant is I just do it as an amateur, just sit there and play, and that's it for the fun of it. I didn't come out here to just write songs for the fun of it and make no money from it. I didn't do that either. I did it because I wanted to aspire and make a living at it. Then they made a false allegation that I was a drug addict. I am not no drug addict. But I'm going to say this. If they told people in the industry that lies about me and they believe it, then so be it. They can fool all the people. I'm still not stopping for my dream. I try to be good and I try to be honest with my music. Dreams can come true at any age. I always try to be respectful of other artists because I see other artists struggling. I never put down another artist who's struggling because I know what it's like. I spent 33 years of it. I'm talking about when I aspired to try to be a professional or successful, to be a star, to be a professional singer-songwriter. It's important that that's why it's so hard. But, you know, those are tools that every successful person have said that they had people try to say they can't make it. But these people that I came across are trying to do things to try to stop me from making it. You know, harassing me, doing things, making up stories online, even trying to use my songs to get ahead. Said I don't own it. You know what? All I can say is I had to let that go. I deal with it if it goes to court or something because it's on a copyright. I try to be good to myself and realize that these struggles are just a part of the process of just trying to be who I need to be to get to the next level. And no matter what happens, spending 33 years is a very long time. And going for that dream. So I have to be positive to me and respect for me and others. But I don't like when they use excuses, you know, too old. Yes, I'm old. I spent years doing it. So is a lot of other artists. I'm too fat. I don't have a job. All that is excuses to try to hinder me from getting in the industry. Coming to L.A. has been eventful. It has been painful, but it has been inspirational to go for dreams. I had to talk about all this because it has happened so long. But I am grateful that I came a long way from what I was, because I didn't have a contract at 19 to be on an indie artist. No, I'm not getting much money. I'm not getting hardly anything, maybe less than 1 cent in change for when my song is played. But I am grateful to be on an indie label. I am grateful to release videos. I'm grateful to be with BMI, ASCAP. I'm grateful to be able to be in a position to write a song. But more importantly, I'm grateful I'm still alive. I'm grateful I'm not homeless, because I was homeless when I came out here. Homeless was so painful. I didn't stay on the street. I made sure of that. But I have a place to live, so I do have a lot of positives, and I'm grateful for what I've done. I mean, I'm not happy. I did not see that big dream come true. But I am still positive, and I still aspire. I still believe that things can happen and come true. It may take some time, but it can come true. The reason why I'm bringing this up, if you have dream killers, which I know a lot of starving artists and dreamers do, don't let them take you down. But also remember to have a life. It could take some time before you see any glimpses of anything. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to get this far. I have not been recognized, but most importantly, I have to recognize myself. So I'm saying to you who's starving, if you haven't been recognized, recognize yourself. Recognize yourself. Stay away from dream killers and narcissist people. Don't let them take your dreams away or your ambitions away. I can't let them take my ambitions or my dreams away. Good day, good night from Death Knight.
Because it's all the truth.